In today's Modern Ag Report, a new project in Tulare County is joining leading industries and making them greener. Regenis has built a biogas digester at the Calgrin ethanol plant in Pixley.
Overall, as a company in this process, we're reimagining reusable resources. So we're taking waste from an agricultural community, converting that into usable energy for industry.
Regenis co-partner Todd Kunzman says the technology is nothing new. However, using it in this way is. Digesters are fairly simple. Manure is taken from a dairy and put into an enclosed, partially underground tank that pulls valuable gas from the contents.
Okay, when it goes into the digester itself, we're maintaining the environment inside that digester to resemble what happens inside a cow's stomach. So we're keeping the liquid at 101 degrees. We're keeping retention time for 21 days. That's an optimal time frame and temperature to allow those organics to break down and create biogas.
Kunzman says the biogas is then piped to the Calgrin facility that uses the gas to run a generator of sorts and produce electricity. The manure is piped in underground from 4J Farms up the street from the Calgrin facility. That piping system allows there to be no moving parts inside the biogas tank, and an additional rolling motion is created by recycling what they're producing.
This particular digester is a DVO mixed plug flow digester. So as the material goes in, it's a first in, first out. The material goes in as a thicker liquid. As that liquid breaks down and becomes thinner, new material comes in and pushes. So you're always pushing thinner liquid with thicker liquid, which is how we can guarantee that retention time inside that digester. In addition to that, we're bubbling gas through it to create a rolling motion to optimize gas production throughout that facility. We are recycling some of the gas that the digester actually produces.
Kunzman said this project could become a common addition for all ethanol plants, with the continued push to become less petroleum dependent. The Calgrin facility has reduced its natural gas consumption by 6% and is now the lowest carbon ethanol produced currently in California at industrial scale.
This is a beautiful marriage of industry and agriculture. All these technologies have been around for a while. We feel extremely fortunate to be able to help them marry those technologies to move this forward. This is the first project of its kind, not the first anaerobic digester, not the first DVO digester in the country, but the first of its kind marrying agriculture and industry, and we're very proud of that.
Stay with Agnet West for the added byproducts of this process and how this is a continuous loop of benefits for everyone involved. I'm Taylor Hillman for Agnet West.